A day after the end of a Vatican conference held here in Rome on the Catholic Church's approach to the problem of clerical sex abuse, participants will be taking back to their own countries their experiences of the event. One of those attending the symposium, entitled Towards Healing and Renewal, was Cardinal Sean Brady, Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane about what news he will be taking back to his country.
I wanted to ask you firstly, what will you be taking back to Ireland from that symposium?
I'll be taking back news of a very successful symposium, I think, on a very important topic, towards healing and renewal in the church in the midst of this child safeguarding crisis. I was very impressed by the organisation of the symposium at the Gregorian University, with the support, active support obviously, of so many congregations from the Holy See, but also the news. I will bring you news of this huge attendance from all over the world, 110, I think, bishops' conferences represented, 30, 40 religious leaders, and then other experts. But above all, I will be telling people of that the news that I see this as a very important step in the church, recognizing the seriousness of this matter of child safeguarding. And once again, we must recognize the importance of listening to victims. That was illustrated in the presentation of Mary Collins. Then we had the analysis by Baroness Hollands of that experience, and a wide range of topics. I thought it was an excellent achievement to try to have a consistent global response to this problem, which is, I think people are beginning to realise, not just confined to one geographical area in the world.
What do you think you've personally learned from the experience?
Learned again just the terrible impact which sexual abuse has on children, and therefore the need to attend to hear that, to address it. Then the second stage, then the importance of prevention, mm-hmm. by better formation and screening of candidates for the priesthood, but the importance of putting in place guidelines, protocols, not just putting them in place and agreeing them, but delivering them throughout the parishes and communities of the church, training people to watch out for the danger signs, and then also the need to have controls, reviews to see if those protocols are being observed, and then in addition to addressing the needs of the victims, there are needs of the families of victims, there are needs with the parishes where abuse has taken place, and the needs of priests and the needs of perpetrators themselves. So there's a very challenging program laid out before us. But I'm pleased to find that the church is growing in awareness of the magnitude of this problem and addressing it, I think, concretely and effectively.
You mentioned there one of the speakers, Mary Collins. Again, for obviously an abuse victim, it must take an awful lot of courage to speak out at an event like that, to speak out in general. Did you get a chance to talk to her?
Yes, I've spoken to her many times during the symposium. Met her on Monday night and told her to have courage and that things would go well. She said she was nervous. Then she made her presentation. And then we met no later than last night at the final function. And I was particularly pleased to hear her say at the end there that she had once again found purpose and meaning in her life, and that made a big difference. I will also be telling my brother bishops about the liturgical service of penance which we had in the Church of St. Ignatius, which was, I think, very powerful again, and the prayers for forgiveness, the reading of the scriptures, the just gathering there in quietness, in solitude, in prayer, asking the Lord to help us in our need, in our brokenness.
I mean, do you think the Irish Church has seen the worst of the abuse crisis, and what do you hope from the forthcoming report on the visitations to the different dioceses and institutions?
Well, I hope it will acknowledge the progress that has been made. It will identify areas which still need attention and encourage us to renew our efforts. The deeper question, the deepest question of all, of course, is the renewal of faith. And I think the Holy Father is constantly coming back. That begins with, this is renewal of faith in the people generally, repentance for our sins and our failures of the past, but putting our trust in the help of the Lord, and at the same time making sure that we play our part. So that's, I think Carol Levada said the first evening, this is a multifaceted approach the Church is adopting, not just the safeguarding of children, but also to the whole renewal of faith. It's a matter of getting to know Jesus Christ better, meeting him in various situations, but especially in the sacraments, the sacrament of penance. Of course, in Ireland, we are now engaged in the very direct, immediate preparation for the International Eucharistic Congress. I'm sure people have spoken to you about this. And again, that theme was running through our conference this week, the symposium, about the role of the priest and the church is to lead people into communion with God. And that's exactly the theme of the conference, communion with Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, communion with each other. And of course, a crime, a sin like child abuse, disrupts, fractures, destroys that communion. And that's why it is so serious and must be addressed.
You mentioned something I was going to come to. Actually, two things I was going to come
okay.
to. The Year of Faith, you were talking about renewal
yes.
of faith.
Yes.
And I wanted to talk to you about the Year of Faith and the Eucharistic Congress. I mean, there are two things, of course. Big events in Ireland.
Absolutely.
And what do you think that'll mean for people? I mean, I'm sure you're hoping that it'll bring people back, people who have maybe felt lukewarm within the church, people who've felt they didn't want to be part of the church. The Year of Faith, it's obviously an opportunity to evangelise. So what are your hopes for both those things?
My hope is that in the meantime, between now and the Eucharistic Congress, that people will really engage their minds with what is taking place. I regard, when I heard the word in Quebec that the next Eucharistic Congress, International Eucharistic Congress, was going to be held in Dublin, my heart leaped with joy because I saw it as a great opportunity. That joy has developed and grown because we are trying as best we can through the catechetical programme, the pastoral programme of preparation, with the help of the Eucharistic Congress bell going around the country waking people up to recognise the presence of Christ in our midst and the need for all of us to engage with him. I was reading something on the monitor down there where the Holy Father says the question of Jesus Christ is not something in the past, it's something here and now. And so I'm hoping for a strong celebration of Lent, first of all, which is the period of penance. And the Holy Father has given us in the pastoral letter to the Irish recommendations, which we will have to revisit and implement more sincerely and more fully. And there are two things I think need to be emphasised: adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, but also the celebration of the sacraments of penance. And hopefully that will lead to a great joyful celebration in June. But then the Year of Faith is vital. And I love what the Holy Father says in the document about the Year of Faith. He says, the door of faith is always open for us. To lead where? To lead into communion with God. To lead into communion with God. How to be achieved? By listening to the Word of God and allowing our hearts to be transformed by the grace of God. And that's the challenge. I was in New York recently in St. Patrick's Cathedral, and I saw there a beautiful altar to St. Bridget of Ireland. And it's a lovely replica of a doorway of the ancient Abbey of Mellifont, which was dates from the Middle Ages. And that doorway was donated by a an Irish emigrant in gratitude and memory of his parents for the faith which he had received from his parents. And that's what I think that the big challenge for all of us is to enter in through that doorway into communion with God, and it's a lifelong task. We have to keep entering into it, you know, and it's not just once off. We have to keep returning and deepening our faith, and that's what I say, that the year of faith is going to be challenged us again. Hopefully the Eucharistic Congress will just enliven us, but that the year of faith will be a big challenge, especially concentrating on the what we received at the Vatican Council, but also the Catechism of the Catholic Church, challenging people to deepen their faith, deepen their knowledge of Jesus Christ, and strengthening their ability to practice it, live it.
Just one final question on the symposium, what went on the last 4 days. What steps will you be taking now to ensure that all bishops in Ireland will be following the Vatican directive?
Well, sure. There is the guidance. We have guidelines. We have to perfect those and send them out here to the congregation before the end of May. There is the national board, which is carrying out reviews. We have to just repeat the message that this is such an important topic that it cannot be neglected. Obviously, that's clear.